Tula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I've got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? Tessie says, let the rage flow out today, Walt. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good.
You know, Ben and Kwok start each day coming back from the weekend, each Monday coming back from the weekend by asking each other what's the best thing they saw all weekend. The best thing I saw was the Charlie Kirk Memorial, and within the memorial, the best thing I saw was Erica Kirk. What a woman. What a human. What a lioness. If Clemson football played with 1 ounce of whatever it is she has, the Tigers would be unbeaten. That's by far the best thing I saw all weekend. In fact, Ramona, honestly, I watched every second of that. I didn't even care about the NFL for once in my life. I didn't even care. I knew I could go back and watch the games later, which I did, of course. But yeah, that was the best thing I saw. The worst thing I saw was Clemson football. All of it, right from the get-go. You know, I mean, you know, look. We told you every single thing about Syracuse last week. Every single thing we said was correct. We told you who to look out for, what players to look out for, why. We talked about those safeties. We talked about Grant downhill. Grant made seem like was making every play for a while. We told you about how that offensive line was actually pretty big in theory, had the chance to be physical, but they were, you know, just coming together. We talked about Angeli and what Angeli was capable of, and I think we saw that. We saw all of that. And we talked about how talented those two backs actually were. Having said that, I never expected Syracuse to just truck Clemson at the line of scrimmage as they did right from the start of this game. They rushed for 107 yards in the first quarter. 107 yards rushing in the first quarter. I thought Clemson had all sorts of issues with backside integrity and did not handle any of the cutbacks well. I do think there are some players who are not giving great effort, but I don't think that's the whole story. I think that's a part of the story. I don't think Clemson has looked like a well-coached team. I don't think these players, especially the alleged round one players, I don't think any of them have played anywhere near that. I don't think any of them look like round one draft picks, you know, and by in any way, shape, or form. I mean, right now, to be quite honest, I wouldn't draft Cade at all. I'm sorry, I just wouldn't. You know, I asked Kwok when he came in here, I said, Kwok, what's the biggest difference between your Colts this year and all recent years? And he said, well, quarterback. I said, right. And it's not because Daniel Jones is great, but he's way better than anything else you've had. And that alone is enough to inspire other players to do things beyond what they would normally do. And you're seeing that with the Colts. With Clemson, you're seeing the exact opposite. I don't think anyone thinks they have any chance of winning with Cade right now. I just don't. I think he's been terrible. I'm not going to pussyfoot around with this. I think he's been really, really bad. I mean, he has guys running wide open. He doesn't see any of them. He's late on virtually every throw. I mean, way late on virtually every throw. I mean, like Judge Judy pointing to her friggin' watch late on virtually every throw. And we are seeing receivers now acting out on the field. We saw Adam Randall at the end of the last game. We saw multiple receivers just looking at Cade like, I'm sorry, who is that to? The accuracy is not there at all. Even the throws that result in completions are not good throws. The touchdown throw to Wesco was way underthrown. Way underthrown. Like, again, Judge Judy pointing to her watch, underthrown. And I think that when players think that the quarterback's not good enough to win, and you keep putting them out there, I think that leads to people giving up, especially people at high expectations. Now, I'm not excusing their play either. There's plenty of blame to go around, but the quarterback has not been good. Okay, I mean, the offensive line was good the other day. I mean, fundamentally speaking, was pretty good. He had all day to throw. Oh, occasionally he got pressured, but basically he had all friggin' day to throw. He also had a running game. Adam Randall was running the ball successfully. So you had a running game and you had all day to throw and still nothing. Now, again, the defense got absolutely trucked at the start of the game. That was the surprise to me. You know, I talked about getting your hands up if you can't get home against Angeli, because I'd watched UConn deflect numerous balls at the line of scrimmage. That's the only thing Clemson stopped in the first half. The only thing Clemson did defensively in the first half was they knocked down four balls at the line of scrimmage. Four. So that worked. That suggestion we made all week to do that, that worked. Nothing else worked. They didn't stop anything. I think it's a combination of some guys not giving great effort. I mean, I think Dabo Swinney has basically called out T.J. Parker multiple times. It hasn't really done anything. I think there have been multiple guys on the defense who are not giving great effort. I also think there are some guys on the defense that just aren't as good as we hoped or believed they would be. You know, I don't think Hampton's look good at all. You want to attribute that to not trying or lack of effort, you can go ahead. I said last week to Faxon, I don't know how good he is. He got blown by in the previous game. I mean, absolutely blown by for a touchdown. You know, I think we need to be careful about effort and versus talent. I think there's a combination of things there. You know, the Peter Woods thing, you know, he came in shape, and he's been doubled a lot. But, you know, one of the things I mentioned with Peter is if this didn't do the trick, then the other answer is going to be he has short arms. And I'm starting to think that that's the real part of the issue there. But there's plenty of blame to go around. I don't know what they were doing at the end of the first half from a coaching standpoint. I have no idea. None. And I don't think Coach Sweeney helped himself last week with his comments. I don't think he helped himself. I think Dabo Swinney should coach here forever. He's done more for this program than anybody else ever has. We are nothing compared to him. These things are all true. You know, and when he speaks like from the heart, as he did after this game, I mean, that made me tone down some of the things that I was going to say, because he's right about those things. He's right. But I also thought he felt contrite regarding some of the things he had said. And quite honestly, I think he should be. I don't think last week was the time or the place to turn your attention to the fans or anybody else. I think it was the time to look in the mirror. And I think it still is. This one play away stuff I did not accept. I also did not accept the rat poison stuff. I don't accept that stuff. You know, this team is one play away from being 0-4. That's the reality. They are a botched fake field goal away from being 0-4. And as a 33.5-point favorite, you trailed Troy 16-3 at the half. As a 17.5-point favorite at home, you're getting the dog walked on you by Syracuse. And they're doing it in a way that they haven't done against anybody else. They're just actually running it down your throat. I thought Wes Goodwin was back. 107 rushing yards in the first quarter. I mean, that's more than they should get in the game. The whole conversation with Riddick and company before the game was how Tom Allen said, we're going to stone the run. We got to stone the run. They get zero. And then the first play, they gashed Clemson. Was it the first play or the second play where they're running 40 yards down the sideline? And it just continued. It just continued. So there was no stopping the run. And if you can't stop the run against that team, look, I got news for you. even after the game, you know, the discussion is about yardage. Yardage. The game's not played by yardage. All of Clemson's yards were garbage yards. All of them. They were meaningless garbage yards. Other than Randall. The game was over. If Angeli had not been hurt, Syracuse would have scored 50. Again, there comes a point where you just have to have the mirror of truth. The mirror of truth. Had Angeli not been injured, Syracuse was going to put a 50 spot on Clemson. Clemson could not stop them at all with Angeli on the field. Not at all. Nothing. They were going to score 50. And they would have had 750 yards had he stayed on the field. The only reason Clemson got back in, if you want to say they got back, and they really didn't, but the only reason that they would have is because Syracuse went to a backup quarterback who couldn't throw. That's all that kept Clemson even in contact at all. It was still a 20-point game with that. It was still a 20-point game. So I don't want to hear about the yardage. The Syracuse had 300 and something yards in the first half. The game was basically over at the half. This is why you have to look internally. The answers are not anything that anybody in this industry, anybody, any Clemson fan did. You got to look at yourselves. This is about your failings. That's what it's about. And until you recognize that, you can't fix it. I believe in Dabo Swinney. I believe that Dabo Swinney will still go on to do great things here and maybe win another national championship. Who knows? But I do think some things have to change. And in no way, shape, or form am I calling for his dismissal. Quite the opposite. I'd give him a lifetime deal. I do think there are things to discuss. I think the change has to be made. I don't think anymore you can talk about culture and be concerned about outside guys affecting your culture. Will Held's the toughest player on the team. He came from outside. You know what? You 1-4 without Will Held. I mean, what would it look like without Will Held? I don't want to think about it. Because the outside guy has been one of the strongest pieces. Not only that, he's given you on-field leadership. He's playing hard. He's playing hard. Guy's giving you everything he has every single play. And there are a bunch of these guys on this team who aren't. There are a bunch of guys who aren't. Cade Klubnik needs to sit. I mean, he needs to sit. It's like he never recognizes his own errors. But you have receivers who recognize it right now. And by the way, they're not without fault either. Everybody shares in this blame. Coaching, players, everybody. Everybody. And that's the only way you're going to fix it. But you get to a point, look, you've been willing to remove guys before. Here's the other thing that frustrates people. It frustrates people when you tell them how great some of these other guys are, and then you never see them. You know, we heard about how great the tight end room was. Really? Because it sort of looks like it sucks. Betancourt's a great athlete. Can't block his grandmother. It doesn't look good. That room has basically contributed virtually nothing. We also heard about, you know, Gideon Davidson. I mean, Devil Sweet says he's the best high school running back in America. I agree. I agree with that on film. Where is he? Where is he? He's not worthy of a couple of carries because he missed one block. I don't get it. Easy E, the answer was a more explosive Wayne Gallman. Runs violently. Not from the bench, he doesn't. And by the way, Adam Randall's been good. This is not about Adam Randall. This is about, I don't understand. You went through last season, you had no backup running back, even though we heard about how great the running back room was. This year, we heard, all year, we heard about, you know, Gideon Davidson. At one point, we heard Gideon Davidson's like the like a team leader, like a Will Shipley. And we know he has ability. It's there in film. And Eze, same thing. We know he has ability. Again, a more explosive Wayne Gallman, violent. A more explosive Wayne Gallman, violent, can't get a single carry? I mean, Adam Randall has not yet morphed into the role of dedicated running back, meaning he can't absorb 30 carries a game. Okay, so if you take him out, you can't put one of those guys in to see what they can do? I mean, I think that's frustrating to fans. When you tell us how great all these guys are, and then we don't see any of them when the starters, and this is not pertaining to Adam Randall, when the starters are playing terribly. I mean, I've said this like virtually every game. I mean, if Christopher Vezina can play at all, how has he not played yet? How? It's impossible. How has he not played yet? The quarterback has been terrible. He's not just been not good. He's been really bad. And I think it's affecting other people on the team. I do. I think when you think your quarterback can't win, you know, what's the point? And oh, by the way, I'm not saying that Cade can't play better than he's played. I mean, I've seen him play better than he's played. So I know he's capable of more than that, but he's not doing it. He's not doing any of it. And he should have been set down by now. All we heard about was how great Vezina was. It makes you wonder whether Vezina can even play at all. Because by now, he should have played. He should have been in for a series in the second quarter of a game to see whether he can give you some spark. Whether he can light some fire. And to give Cade a different perspective. To not let Cade think he can do anything he wants out there and still play. These are frustrating to fans. And these are real things. These are not things to blame people in the media about or people in the fan base about. This is not the fans' fault. This isn't our fault. This is your fault. You have basically not played one decent game. And this goes back to last year, too. And that's the dilemma. You know, we're late, but I'll just say this as we go to break. It used to be that home field here was a mortal lock. You came to Clemson, you were headed for a butt-whipping. The other thing is, Clemson never lost to people less than them. Never. Under Dabo Swinney. Never. Anytime they played a team that was lesser than they were, they beat their brains in. Not anymore. Every game here is an adventure. Quick break.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Clemson fans, this is your store. The Tiger Sports Shop has the best selection of Clemson apparel, accessories, and game day essentials. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, tees, you name it, we've got it. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our 2 Clemson locations or visit us online anytime at tigersports.com. Don't just cheer for the Tigers, wear your pride. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters.
Go Tigers!
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Beth, you're in charge of ordering the tacos for the meeting today, yeah?
I'm not going to order the tacos.
What?
I'm going to Easy Cater the tacos. With Easy Cater, you can order from a huge variety of restaurants, track expenses, and save time.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, you're emailing the meeting notes, right?
No, I'm going to Easy Mail them. Where's my music?
Sorry, Ben. There's no Easy Cater for that.
Easy Cater, the easy way to order food for work. Order now at EasyCater.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage. Again, let me reiterate. I love Dabo Swinney. I think he's the greatest thing that ever happened at Clemson. I hope he stays here forever. I do think some change has to be made. And I think sometimes, you know, when you become a little set in your ways, you do it a certain way, you've had success for such a long period of time, you're not necessarily open to other things. And I think there gets to be a point where, you know, and look, his optimism has served him really well. And I wish I viewed life the same way. I would much rather view life as Dabo Swinney views it than the way I do it, quite honestly. I'd be a much happier person every single day. I wouldn't be yelling at people in roads and everything else. You know, right. And but I also think there comes a point where sometimes it can cloud your vision. And I think that's where we've been. This one play away stuff, that's not true. All right. I watched the LSU game. LSU dominated Clemson. They controlled every element of that football game. They were clearly the better team. You got with the benefit of a call that kept it within touch. But the reality was LSU probably should have won that game by 17 points. It was not really a one-play game. Did it technically come down to a play? Well, it came down to a play where you could have tied it. All right? And then, you know, and then we totally ignore the Troy game where you're telling a Troy team 16-3. Didn't Troy lose to Buffalo this weekend? We want to look up the score of that Buffalo game. Buffalo and Troy. Didn't Buffalo?
Buffalo?
Yeah. Who won the Buffalo-Troy game? Yeah, I think Troy lost to Buffalo this weekend. All right, so you trailed that team 16-3. There's just no way. There's no way. This is not the Clemson teams and the Dabo Swinney teams of the past. When other teams came in here, they had no chance, and they knew they had no chance. They knew they were headed for an A-kicking of epic proportions when they came to Clemson. And Dabo Swinney never lost to these unranked teams. Never. He beat every one of them. Now you're losing to those teams. All right. That means you got to look inside. You got to ask yourself, what's happened? Why? Yes, we're still capable most years of getting in 9 or 10 wins, which Dabo Swinney's done every year to his credit, which is amazing. It's amazing. But something is not working now, and it hasn't been working for a while if we look at it honestly. Like I don't like this talk about the yardage at the end of the Clemson-Syracuse game. I just think that's completely bogus. The game was over at halftime. The yardage was meaningless. And if Angeli played, Syracuse would have scored 50. They would have scored 50. And they would have had 700 yards. The only reason Clemson had any chance at all was because Angeli got hurt. So the yardage after that point, they couldn't pick up first downs after that. They didn't have a quarterback. So the yardage after that point is meaningless. It's all garbage yards. And that's not how the game is decided anyway. The game was decided in the first quarter. The game was basically over after a quarter. That's the reality of it. And the halftime, they had 24, they could have had more. And they had 300-something yards. I don't even know what their rushing total, what they rushed for in the first half, like a 170 or something? I mean, they had 107 after the first quarter. That means you controlled no element of the game. And quite honestly, it all looked bad. It all looked bad. There were guys who aren't giving great effort. The offense is just, there are things that are hard to understand. Like, I don't know what Tristan Smith does in practice that he can't get on the field with this bunch, but all I know is guys had like a few opportunities in games. He looks like a dog. He looks like a guy who competes and cares. And there is something broken. You know, there just is. And you know how you know? Here's your sign. Tristan Smith catches an out. He breaks like 5 tackles and he gains like whatever he gained, 20 yards, whatever it was. But he broke like 5 tackles. And he's all jacked up about it because he's got a competitive spirit. You know who came up to him? Nobody. Nobody. There wasn't another single player in the Clemson offense who was like, yeah, Tristan. No, there was nobody. Nobody. Klubnik slapped his hand when he mildly when he eventually got back to the huddle. That's it. But when you got a guy who, when you're flatlining and you get this dude who breaks like 5 tackles on one play and everybody else isn't running up to him, then everybody else is the problem. And so why isn't he on the field? Because he cares. Find the guys who care and get them out on the football field and sit the ones who aren't producing. Let them get a different perspective. Cade Klubnik needs to sit. He needs to sit long ago. He needs to sit. Some of those receivers, sit them. start Tristan Smith. I don't know what he's doing in practice. I mean, all we heard about was him the whole offseason. Then we get to the regular season. Now he's suddenly wide receiver 6, even though we've heard nothing but how intense he is and how competitive and how tough he is. Well, those are the things this team is missing. So find the guys who are willing to give you that, even if they make some mistakes. Like Lawson defensively showed some heart. McLeod defensively showed some heart. Get those guys out on the field. We can't hear about Gideon Davidson and Eazy-E and how great they are and never see them. And this is not a criticism of Randall. Randall's been terrific. But he can't handle 30 carries. So if those other guys can actually play, why aren't they playing? And quite honestly, as far as the tight ends are concerned, I'm tired of hearing about all of them. Because I don't see anything. I don't see anything. I sit in this chair, and last year all I heard is people criticize Brenningstall. Look, you'd kill that Brenningstall back. Because quite honestly, none of those dudes in the tight end room have done all that much. To the phones. Emery's been hanging on forever. Emery, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Walt?
Hey, Emery, appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, thanks, man. I just want to talk about there is something seriously wrong with the fight and the culture of this team. Because the only guys setting the tone on this team are the new guys.
Yeah.
The freshmen, Tristan Smith, Will Help. Those are the only guys you see fighting on this team. These new guys, they feel safe and secure. I think their names need to be penciled in on this roster because they feel too safe and secure for their jobs. They have no fight. And I see all online, I see these guys, Dabo's got to go. The only person who's going to be able to fix this problem is Dabo. You know,
yeah.
You're not going to find another Dabo Sweeney to come in and fix this problem. He's the best thing, like you've been saying this entire time, he's the best thing that's ever happened to Clemson. So I don't think you're going to go out and find another coach that's going to fix this problem better than Dabo Sweeney.
No. 100%. Yeah, you're all over it, Emery. I mean, that's it exactly. I mean, two things can be true, all right? One is Dabo Sweeney's the best leader in all of college football. That hasn't changed. He's been the best thing that's ever happened to this program, and I expect him to be here for a million years. I also think that it's fair to suggest that some change needs to be made now. And again, that is not fire Dabo Sweeney. No, that's give Dabo Sweeney a lifetime contract. But let's talk about these things and what we're going to do to make him better, because we have lost. We've given some ground. We've given a little ground, and somehow we've got to get that ground back, and we got to get this thing working again.
Yeah, and I think Dabo's got some tough choices to make and some tough decisions up the road.
Yep.
But I appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good job, Emery. Yep, thank you, Emery. It's a good job. Way to get us started. Exactly right. Nick and Georgia fan Justin, I'm coming to you. Don't move. You can get in, 654-767. We have lots to talk about, obviously. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. They were voted the best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 2025. I got a newsflash for you. There's only one best. There's not two best. There's not four best. There's only one plumber anyone's ever heard of. It's Roto-Rooter, and there's a good reason for it. The same family has owned the franchise for over 40 years, Clemson alumni. They've helped Ramona. They've helped me. We've both used their services. They're terrific. They've helped a million of you. We had a caller the other day was talking about what Roto-Rooter meant to him and how 2 weeks later they were still calling back to check and make sure everything is right. This is Roto-Rooter of the upstate. Over 1,100 five-star reviews, over 40 years in business, open 24/7, 365. That's right. You don't get to pick and choose your emergencies. They choose you. So you're going to need a live human being to talk to 24/7, 365. That's what you get when you call the number. Commercial and residential plumbing, full-service plumbing, sewer and drain cleaning, septics, water heaters, video inspection. They do it all. They just do plumbing, and they do it way better than anybody else does, and they always have. 864-695-1117, 864-695-1117. The address, rotorooter.com, rotorooter.com. When you go, with your call, whatever, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. All right, we'll get right to your calls on the other side. Walt Tip, Tulip Road Rage, quick break.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tatas shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Plumber, it's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better. And you can preserve the buds so the flowers come out better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Beth, you're in charge of ordering the tacos for the meeting today, yeah?
I'm not going to order the tacos.
What?
I'm going to Easy Cater the tacos. With Easy Cater, you can order from a huge variety of restaurants, track expenses, and save time.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, you're emailing the meeting notes, right?
No, I'm going to Easy Mail them. Where's my music?
Sorry, Ben. There's no Easy Cater for that.
Easy Cater, the easy way to order food for work. Order now at EasyCater.com.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. So just how I look at it, I think Tristan Smith should start. Okay, I'll just tell you, I think he should start. Because I don't know what he does in practice to not get on. Here's another disconnect. All we heard all offseason was what a dog Tristan Smith was, how tough he was, how competitive he was, what a leader he was, all this stuff. That's all we heard. It was endless. And then you get to the season, you don't see him at all. And then what we hear is that, well, you know, maybe in practice we're seeing some. I don't understand. Why are what you're seeing in practice with him different than what you saw all off season? Unless you just you don't give him any shot once the games begin. And then, you know, and then maybe, I don't know, maybe in practice then he just doesn't think he has anything to play for. I don't know. I mean, maybe he wonders why he got talked up all off season, then he doesn't play when you got guys dropping balls and running wrong routes and everything else. Why? And again, you know, Kwok was talking about this disconnect offensively, and I think that's real. And I think the evidence of that is the best play any receiver's made all year was probably the Smith effort. You know, he catches a quick out. I think it was a quick out. I don't really remember right now. And then he breaks like five tackles. He refuses to go down. And then he's all jacked up when he gets up. You know, he's playing with competitive spirit and fire, which very few guys on this team are. He's playing with competitive spirit and fire. And, you know, normally when a dude breaks five tackles, there are other dudes who play on the team, on the offense, who are there to celebrate with him. Nothing. There was nothing. Complete disconnect. Absolutely nothing. I don't get that. I don't get that at all. That's sort of hard to understand. Because that's not the way it would have been in the past. But again, these things wouldn't happen in the past. And that's why this team's not one play away from anything. I mean, this team, Clemson under Dabo Swinney does not lose to lesser teams ever until the last couple of years. And now you're seeing it too often. You're seeing the games here where home field advantage for Clemson was like a mortal lock given. I mean, we watched Clemson lose at home to LSU and people are saying, well, maybe the best thing is to get out on the road. Why would that be? Because the fans have always done their part. So that's not the part that needs fixing. This is a take a hard look in the mirror. No more one play away. No more talk about yardage. None of that stuff. You're not very good. You're actually bad. You're bad. You're not ranked. And you probably have no chance of being ranked again this year. You're not ranked. You're not good. You've gone from the top of the polls to being unranked. You're 1-3. You are what your record says you are. That's who you are. You're 1-3 football team. Quite honestly, you look like a 1-3 football team. Or an 0-4 team. Again, what was the score of Troy and Buffalo, Ramona?
21-17, I think.
Who won?
Troy
won?
Yeah.
They beat Buffalo?
Yes.
Well, good for them. it's Buffalo. It's not Clemson. You know,
it's close.
And you trailed Troy 16-3 here. And they botched a fake field goal. Otherwise, you might have lost that game. That was actually the one play away game.
The they rest scored 21 in the last quarter.
Who did?
Troy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Buffalo must have self-destructed somehow. But the point is still very valid. And even that score validates it. This is Clemson. You know, when these lesser teams came here before, I mean, Clemson's been a 33.5-point favorite, trailed 16-3 at the half, and was a 17.5-point favorite this weekend and basically lost to the spread by 30 points. More than 30 points. Got drilled right from the get-go. Drilled. I mean, it was a total domination by Syracuse. Let's be clear. That's what you have to understand. I think that's what it takes right now to recognize that before you fix any of this. We were totally, we had our butts handed to us in our own stadium by a 17.5-point underdog. You got physically whooped. I mean, 107 rushing yards in the first quarter. That's insane. That's impossible. This team's a throwing team. But that's what happened. They had over 300 yards at halftime. I don't want to hear about yardage in the second half. The game was over at half. It was over. Completely over. It was so much over that even when they lost their quarterback, you didn't come back and win. Even when they could no longer throw a forward pass, you didn't come back and win. That's how over it was at halftime. So I don't care about yardage in the second half. I think if that's where your focus is, then you're still believing something that's not true. It makes you believe that it's still okay. It's not okay. This is not okay. You're not close. You're a bad football team right now. And you're a bad football team with a lot of guys who are giving half-hearted effort, and those guys need to sit their A's on the bench. That's where you are. Again, I love Dabo Swinney. He's the greatest thing ever happened to this program. I hope he coaches here forever. I do. Two things can be true. But I do think it requires a hard examination. I think a week ago there was too much discussion about things outside. Not enough internalization. Not enough self-examination in the mirror. Then this week, there was a different sound to the things that were said. But the reality is there's still too much discussion about things like yardage. The yardage, it was a complete whitewash. That's what needs to be said. Syracuse kicked the living crap out of Clemson right here. Just totally dominated the game every way possible. And again, Angeli doesn't get hurt, they score 50. So I don't want to hear anything about yardage. I want self-examination, and I want change. That's what I want. And I think change is the first step. And moving forward, you're going to have to hit the portal. And it used to be concerns about the culture. I understood all that. I really did. I understood all that, and I still do to an extent. But the reality is this world, this college football world has changed so much that it's different now. We were worried here about outsiders damaging the culture. It's actually the insiders who are damaging the culture because they're all fat A's. They've been paid, and now they're fat A's. And they're the ones who need to be challenged. It is the leaders of this football team, the alleged leaders of this football team, that have failed miserably. All of them. Every single one of them. So they need to sit. They need to not play. You can't keep rewarding people who are not giving effort. That's not the Clemson way. We've seen other quarterbacks pulled. Why hasn't this one been pulled? T.J. Parker, let him sit down. Nick, how are you, Nick?
Doing well. Everything you said today was right, Walt. I was going to just say problems are lack of effort on the field and player development, and it's time to get rid of the nepotism inside the coaching staff. The days of having your coach's sons on the field and having all these players that are inside the university, that stuff has to go. We need to get clean house. And either keep your OC, find an OC, and have Tom Allen and the new OC or Garrett say, "Here, you get to hire your own staff the next year."
Yeah.
But in between then, you're right. We need to let the second string quarterback play, And I put this on other programs, but I think the senior day needs to be canceled, all except about four or five players who have earned it. Because I don't think the rest of the staff has earned this their senior day, and they don't deserve to go down the hill. In fact, I think they need to cancel running down the hill for the rest of the year because they've not earned that honor of going down the hill at all.
Well, I'm more inclined with the Hill thing than senior day, Nick. There are a lot of kids who give great effort who just, you know, don't get a chance to play, and you can't take that away from them. I understand what you're saying, but
well, you know. Let those guys have it, but the guys, especially guys that started and not let them and not giving in the effort, cut them off. They don't. You're not earned your game day. You can go tell your mama, you can tell your daddy, don't even show up today because you're not gonna be in senior day because you have not earned it. This year, you're not put forth the effort. So the guys who have earned it, let them have their senior day. The guys who haven't, tell them you don't get to earn, you don't get to participate this year because you've not earned it. So,
right.
Is that better uses it? But like I said, in the end of the season, he needs to look in the mirror, or right now he needs to look in the mirror. But in the season, look in the mirror and say all these former players and family that I have on the staff, most of you all have to go. Because y'all have not worked out, and we need to get better kids that can develop players, and kids that can get recruit players that need to come to Clemson. And you have not stayed long.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah, you can't do that with senior day, obviously, and I don't think you'd want to because I think that would be potentially damaging to the program, especially from the perspective of outsiders. So I don't think you can do that, Nick. I understand your thought process. I understand the why. I think it's simpler than that. I think there's a direct solution. I think that when guys don't give great effort, they should sit. They should not play. I don't care how much money they're making or who's paying them. I don't care. They should sit. And I think this is where we are. This is how this thing has gotten twisted. All right. And what I mean by that is, you know, I think there was reality to the concerns about protecting their culture in the past with a bunch of outsiders who you don't know and, you know, you don't want to bring into your program and those type of concerns. I think the dilemma now is that you are being poisoned from within. And I don't think that was expected at all. I think the expectation was this was the season that you had built towards. This was it, that all of your homegrown products were coming of age and we're going to have their greatest year. And they believed that, and everybody believed it. I certainly believed it. But you're being poisoned from within. And so it's not the outsiders who have damaged the culture. In fact, they're the ones who have saved it. I mean, you know, when every time you've seen held on the field, I mean, he's played harder than anybody on the defense. That kid gives you everything he has. And then, you know, you get a guy like Smith who the few times you give him a chance, I mean, he's giving you everything he has. I mean, so those guys have not poisoned in any way the culture. The culture's actually been devastated from within. It is the guys that you have protected and grown up in your program who have basically all quit or played terribly. So I think given that, I think the protected status for guys in this program has to be over. I think the real world here on 9/22/2025 says, okay, this is what we wanted to be true. This is what we believed would be true, but we can't do this anymore. We're going to have to go out and we're going to have to hammer the portal. We're going to have to go out and bring challenges in to these existing kids that we're paying. No longer can they just take for granted that we're going to grant them the position, and no matter how crappy they play or how little effort they give, that they're just going to maintain their status as star players on this team and await, from their perspective, their draft position. That can't happen anymore. So I think you have to hammer the portal. I think that's obvious now. I mean, there's just no other way around it. You know, it's not true. They're not damaging your they're not damaging your culture. The players who are damaging your culture are the ones that you've protected, the ones that you've paid. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, boosts efficiency, prevents breakdowns, and extends your system's life. They'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, and mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a